Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Right now, as we continue to answer the questions nobody's actually asking.
Everyone's asking.
Whatever happened to the brand power lady? Now, if you're not across brand power, it was on TV like forever, all over Australia as we were growing up. And it was a woman who came on and she reviewed certain supermarket products.
Yes. And she was very trusted. Like, if she said it was good, I believe.
She was very straighty 180, very clean cut, wasn't she?
Yeah. And if she told me that was the best paper towel,
that's what
I was going to buy it.
Well, it's funny you say that because the example I have is a paper towel ad.
Yeah.
It's here.
That music.
So iconic.
Iconic.
It's here. The first paper towel you can use wet to effectively clean. It's Viva. With unique V-shaped ripples that provide absorbency and strength, it's the paper towel that stays strong when wet. Brand power. Helping you buy better.
Brand power. Helping you buy better.
I still buy that paper towel.
Yeah. Sally told me to.
Yes.
Okay, so interesting, like, what happened to Sally, because she's probably been off our TVs for the last 10 years or so.
Serious? Has it been that long?
Because she did it for 25 years. She was the brand power
lady.
So brand power lady for so long. But she stopped, and she realized what she was doing was probably not a good thing, because she said she was in Indonesia holidaying. This was 10 years ago. She was in Indonesia holidaying with her family. She
Eat, pray, love style.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. She was on a boat looking at beautiful golden beaches and stuff, and she said all she could see in Indonesia, like all over these beautiful beaches and stuff, was rubbish.
Mm.
Like just plastic absolutely everywhere.
That's disappointing.
And she had an epiphany where she was like, what I do is leading to this.
It's increasing the plastic in the world.
Exactly. And she said, I'm driving all these people to supermarkets, and this is years before, you know, the plastic bag ban and stuff.
Sure.
I'm driving all these people to supermarkets buying more and more stuff, which they're loading into plastic bags. And she's like, I don't want to be part of this anymore. So she's earned herself a bit of a nickname now, because her name's Sally. They call her Sustainable Sally. And she's got a radio show in Melbourne now. Where she talks about like recycling and sustainability and looking after the earth and stuff. So she does that. Apparently that doesn't pay too much because she's also a marriage celebrant.
I got to get the coin somehow.
So, but I could imagine her brand power ad for her, you know, doing celebrancy and stuff. It'd be like, not happy in the current marriage you're in? How about you get a new one? I can sort you out with that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's a lot of people out there who sleepwalk, sleep talk, sleep whatever. And I am one of those people. I've always been a sleepwalker and a sleep talker. When I was a kid one time, my mum found me in the linen cupboard. She goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just finding some sheets because mine are crinkled. I was going to change my bed. So there's been numerous occasions where I've been found
in just leave
positions.
You there. Okay, you're safe. I'm going back to bed.
Yes.
Bye.
And it turns out I have paired up with someone else who does weird things in his sleep. So we call him Sleep Nev. And he's not the real Nev, he's Sleep Nev. And the real Nev doesn't remember any of these things when he wakes up in the morning. But Sleep Nev is a bit of a deviant. And he's constantly waking me up in the middle of the night to have a chat, to have a cuddle, to have a kiss, just random things. And it's getting out of hand. So last night, I really struggled to get to sleep. It was just one of those nights where you're just lying there, tossing and turning.
You had like 3 hours of dancing last
night.
So you would have been amped as.
I was. I had all the routines running through my head because I'm trying to remember them. I'm getting all these brand new routines. And so I was just lying there trying so hard to fall asleep. I finally fell asleep. And next minute, Sleep Nev is trying to give me a bear hug.
Oh, Sleep
And trying to give me kisses. And I was just like, get off. Roll back over.
There's got to be a comfort, though, in knowing when he's at his most vulnerable, like sleeping or whatever, he's still into you.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's a kind of nice thing to know.
Normally, I really like it. Normally, he gives me a cuddle in the night. I'm like, wow, that's nice. But just last night, I just fallen asleep.
Not
it was just bad timing. And then I kind of pushed him off, and he literally just went, aww, and rolled up. And I felt so
he sighed. Disappointment in his sleep.
Oh, she rejected me. And I felt so bad.
Does he ever remember this stuff in the morning?
Never remembers. The next morning,
brilliant.
I'll be like, Sleep Nev struck last night. He's like, oh, God, what did I do?
I think I like Sleep Nev more than I like Awake Nev. Sweet, Nev, sounds like lots of fun.
I bet you any money, though, we have conversations in our sleep because we both are very chatty when passed out. But I was thinking, 13, 12, 16, what's the weirdest thing you've done in your sleep?
So years ago, I was still in high school. I was sleeping over at a mate's place.
Yeah.
And he had set up the garage as his bedroom. And he was laying on his bed. It was pretty late at night or whatever. And he was bouncing a tennis ball like on the garage wall, just throwing it backwards and forwards. Yeah, well, yeah. Wasn't banging through the house or anything. Sure. But anyway, the little sister, her name's Ashley, she woke up and she walks in, stands next to her brother who's bouncing this tennis ball.
Yeah.
And she's like, Grant, the chickens. You got to go get the chickens. And he's like, what? Then he noticed she's asleep. She's like, the chickens, they're getting out. Like, they lived in the city. Like, they're having
There's no chickens.
There's no chickens. And he's like, oh, okay, here's the chickens, and hands her the tennis ball. She grabs it and goes, oh, good, thanks. Starts patting the tennis ball, then walks back to her own bed.
Brilliant.
And it was never, like, the next morning, had no idea it even happened.
And that's the scariest part, hey?
Yeah.
You get told these stories the next day, and you're like, oh, I did what?
What?
13, 12, 16. The weirdest thing you or someone you've witnessed has done in their sleep.
But Jamie on 13, 12, 16, what do you do in your sleep?
It's actually my partner. So she used to be a really big sleepwalker as well. And she woke up one morning and she'd had a shower and shaved an entire leg. So she woke up with one leg shaved and one unshaved.
That is so weird.
So bizarre.
And do not trust someone who is asleep with a razor. That's not okay.
Did she do a half-decent job, at least?
I think so, yeah. It was actually a really good job.
Hey, I mean, it's a job no woman wants to do. So if you can get it, if you can bang it out in your sleep.
Why not?
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Hey. What's your name?
Hey, g'day, it's Dylan.
Dylan, what do you do in your sleep or your partner?
Well, it was actually one time, it's pretty funny, my wife actually, she, it was probably, like, say, you know, we'd been asleep for a fair few hours and she farted in bed and woke herself up. But then she had to leave the room because it was so bad and left me there to smell it.
And then did that wake you up?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, that's probably a good thing, mate.
I'm joking. How loud and like vibrating is your fart that it actually spooks your body?
Yeah, I thought that only happened to dogs. They're like,
woo. I know.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Bye, old sizzler. We'll miss your cheesy toast and potato skins smothered in bolognese sauce. Goodbye, old sizzler. My God, that cheesy toast and that ice cream machine used to overfill my bowl.
When we found out that Sizzler was closing on the 26th of this month, which is less than 2 weeks away, our first thought was, where are we going to get our cheesy bread from?
Need our cheesy fix.
That is the first thing that everyone is freaking out about when they hear that it's leaving. Like, I know the ice cream machine and the big tub of mousse and stuff is incredible as well, but the cheesy bread is where it's at. You can't replicate that.
The Sizzler cheesy bread is their signature dish, I guess, or the signature starter. And you're right. Like, a lot of people saying what you just said, Gabs, you can't replicate it. However, after, and we were one of the first news outlets in North Queensland to break the news that Sizzler is closing down forever Sunday week. We were inundated with people saying there is a cheesy bread alternative out there, which I had never heard of.
I hadn't either. And we went to the supermarket yesterday to see if we could track it down. I went to Woolies at Castletown. It's called Pan Bread. And it's in the garlic bread section. They had sold out. So obviously everyone is on this bandwagon trying to get cheesy bread.
Totally.
So then I nipped down to the IGA.
In Garbutt.
Yeah. And they had some. So managed to get it home and pan fry it up. And we thought we'd give it a go, see if it stood up to Sizzler cheesy bread, see if they actually were equals.
We got a stack of very willing volunteers. Mm. And what they did first, they ate the
pan bread.
The pan bread, which the substitute.
The fake one.
They ate the pan bread first. Mm. Just to, you know, I guess test it out or whatever, but then they ate the Sizzler cheesy bread second. To actually see if they sort of taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the results very, very one way.
Oh. So this is the fake pan bread.
It definitely has that flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is cheese and garlic.
Ooh. They're close. Really?
Yeah, they're very close. This has got that extra layer of fat.
Oh, wow.
So, taste-wise, comparable, but texture-wise, it's just the bomb.
With the pan bread, he pulls a face like it's reserve grade, yeah. And then with the actual sizzler bread, it's like, okay, first grade.
We're in first grade now. Game time. Pan bread first.
Pan bread, okay. Why is it burnt on the back?
Because Gabby cooked it.
I went home and I put it in the fry pan, and that's as good as it gets.
Now in goes the sizzler.
Thoughts?
It'll fill a void, but that's still the bomb.
Fair call.
Good one.
Fair call.
Yeah. Sizzle wins every time.
Does it?
Definitely.
That's disappointing because we're not going to have it after next week. Now time for sizzler bread.
Bye again.
Oh, mate. That is just heaven in a mouth. Look at that.
It's so fluffy.
Down the gob. Gone the full mouthful. Just got a nod.
It's not bad.
It's good. It's good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm, that's better. That's much better.
What are we going to do?
Does anyone want that last bit? Yes, get away from it now. They're closing in 2 weeks. All of Townsville wants that last bit.
Yes.
So I guess the sad point there, 100% of respondents agreeing the pan bread, not as good as Sizzler's chicken bread. Wow. I mean, that's not the response we wanted.
No.
We wanted an alternative.
We're quite devastated because, yeah, as you said, in a week and a half, we're not going to have cheesy bread. And so we were hoping for the replacement to come on in and take the podium.
No.
Not the case.
I mean, what does that mean?
What are we going to do? Are we able to ship in cheesy bread from Sizzlers in America? Like, is that an option?
More road trips down south to Toowoomba and Brisbane for Sizzler cheesy toast.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's no, like, magic pill. There's no, you know, magic thing to do or whatever that makes something go viral on the internet.
God,
there's no rhyme or reason.
It's just the most random thing sometimes.
But a guy called Connor, a young guy in the United States, posted a Twitter poll on Friday just gone, and it has just gone, like, totally bananas. The poll has had over 1 million votes. Now, he's not a famous person or anything.
No.
He's just a dude over in the States, just with his followers or whatever. But as this stuff tends to do, it got trending, and it's had over 1 million votes now. And
that's
crazy. He just posed a simple question, Gabby, which I'd love you to answer. I've already done my answer on the actual Twitter poll for this, so I'm one of the 1 million people who's voted. But Connor asked the question, do you wash your legs when you take a shower?
No.
Simple question. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower?
As in, like, sud them up?
Yes.
No.
Now,
I feel like
the
suds from my body just travel on down there by themselves.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have
been
saying.
Do I need to rub it into my legs? I don't think so.
Because I don't do it either.
You don't?
Oh, no.
Good. I thought I was weird for a second.
No. Well, we are part of the minority because they've done a bit of a breakdown, Twitter.
Oh, really?
It's about 80-20 at the moment, or it's 1981 to be
exact. And everyone
exact.
Does wash their legs.
81% of people are sudding up and scrubbing their legs. 19% of people aren't.
Yeah.
But I, like you, am among the 19% that don't, because like you, I just don't really see the need.
Well, my legs don't sweat.
No.
I don't think they do anyway. Like, you know, I sud up all the parts of my body that get sweaty. But I wouldn't say my calves are a perpetrator of sweat. Imagine if your calf sweat.
No,
I don't think that's... Is that
these sweaty calves.
Yeah.
See, I have a very vigorous, like, I scrub down, like, from head to waist and below waist and all that sort of stuff, but sort of above my knees is cutoff point, and then I will do my feet. But that part of your legs, like your lower legs and your knees, never sud up. Never
was. No, and I've never actually thought about it because I just do what I do in the shower. It's never been a conscious decision not to wash my legs. I just haven't. I just don't.
Me too.
Like, I never go, they're not dirty, and keep going. Like, I just don't
do it. Unless
I'm shaving my legs, then it's a different issue.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I guess this is what grabbed me as well, too, because it's something that I've never thought about.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But as soon as I've read it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. I don't do that.
Mm.
But we just want to put it out there. 13, 12, 16, 1 million votes, you know, around the world. This and counting, like, it's still going bananas. This is trending up a storm. Just putting it out there on 13, 12, 16. Yeah. Do you wash your legs in the shower? Or is not washing them a thing?
This is a question I never expected to ask on radio.
It's random,
but
I'm so interested to know too. Isn't it dumb? 13, 12, 16. Daryl, we'll go to you first. What's your opinion, Daryl? Do you wash your legs?
Of course I do.
Oh.
Okay, now I feel dirty.
What do you do as a job?
I'm a tradesman, so
so you have to wash everywhere. But seriously, when you guys wash your car, do you not wash the tyres?
I don't wash my car.
Well, if you did, well, do you wash your dog? When you wash your dog, do you wash all of him?
Yeah, but he runs around in the dirt. I don't run around in the dirt.
I'm, you know, I know where Daryl's coming from.
I do too.
Daryl's a tradie.
I feel kind of dirty now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finding it hard to defend
at my legs,
myself.
Cliffo.
Yeah. Is this Ange?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ledge, do you wash your legs?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
All right, you're part of the minority with us. I love it.
Why do you not?
Just everything else washes it.
Exactly.
Yeah, the suds run down.
The trickle-down effect. It's a thing.
One more. I guess this is the decider. Who's this?
It's Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. Do you wash your legs?
I do. And Gabby, what do you think? The water, the dirt just runs off your legs?
Yeah.
I work in a really dusty atmosphere, so I have to wash my legs every day. And Gabby, that's not right.
Why are you just pointing at me? Cliffo doesn't wash his legs either.
Gabby, I'm with Tammy, Gabby. It's inappropriate and you're disgusting and I'm judging you harshly,
oh my
Gabby.
God.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Ursula Carlson is heading to Townsville and we're so excited. She is one of the best comedians in the world, but has only been doing comedy for around about 10-ish years, and she's joining us right now. Ursula, how are you?
Hi, team. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
What did you do before comedy? Because I read the other day that Harrison Ford was a carpenter before he was an actor. Did you have some illustrious career before comedy?
Yeah, I was an underwear model.
All right.
Sexy.
No, I used to work in advertising.
Oh. So,
yeah, like, I was a photo retoucher and a designer.
Interesting. So, do you retouch your photos for your posters and stuff?
Yeah,
do you? No, not just touch.
I'm sorry,
retouch.
Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Please.
I've heard you guys are loose in council, but on the radio, do you touch it? No, I don't, because I don't want people to come to my show and then look at me on stage and go, who's that?
Yeah, no, that's true.
While we're talking about, like, looks and fashion and stuff like that, I got to ask you what's going on, because on Mother's Day on Sunday, you put up a photo of you as a little girl and your siblings all matched, like, dressed matchy-matchy in double denim.
Yeah.
Like, and my parents did this to me, and it's the most awful memories from my childhood. Then you go and do it with your own two kids. You're dressing them in double denim.
I know, because I can remember those days, because denim isn't even very warm. And then come winter, we're all in double denim, and it's not flexible as a kid, and you need to go, I just want to get out of this and get back into track pants or naked. But then I think, I want my kids to have the same sort of upbringing as me, good, bad, and double denim. So, you know.
They've got to have a sense of humour, so.
Yeah, I want them to have embarrassing photos in their childhood too. I don't want them to have a smooth ride. What will they then overcome one day?
Yeah, well, they've got to develop their character somehow.
Yeah, I'm trying to breed resilient children.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about your show that's coming to Townsville on Friday. It's called Loser. What's it about?
About losers. It's quite a self-explanatory in the name there. I cover everything, because it's always negative when you lose stuff, right? Like, you lose your keys, you lose your dad, it's negative. But you lose half a kilo and strangers will celebrate with you. They go, that's amazing, well done. So I just want to shift the focus away from fat people. They're not the real losers in our society. The real losers in our society are people who don't say thank you when you do something nice for them. Mm. The ones that you give a gap in traffic and then they don't give you the hand in the rearview mirror. Mm. Those people are the true losers in our society.
Yeah, boo. Yeah. It's a comedy show with a message.
Yeah, but not a strong message.
Yeah, we're not going all Hannah Gatsby here.
Yeah, no, because that's the thing. Like, a lot of comedy shows now are very, like, message-heavy. And mine is not like that. Like, you're going to have a laugh for an hour and a bit, and then you're going to go home. You're going to go, we had a great night. We had a few wines with friends and laughs, and a bit of wheeze came out. And that's it. That's your night.
Your message is simple. Dress your kids in double denim and make them as miserable as you were.
Exactly. Otherwise, how are we going to breed the next generation of bogan?
Exactly. Hey, Ursula, I was looking on your website before as well, and under the merch tab, there's a copy of your book, which is awesome, but where are the T-shirts? Where are the tea towels? Where are the hats? Like, I want an Ursula T-shirt.
I want an Ursula Carlson commemorative spoon.
Yeah.
oh, mate, that's all coming. Yes. And one day when I retire, then I'll release this whole, like, a Martha Stewart brand. Like, I just go everything from pots and pans to undies, like real supportive undies that don't pull up your butt.
I would buy those. Suck in the belly, pull up the butt. I'm on that bandwagon.
Hailing back to your career as an underwear model.
Yeah, there we go. You always go back to your roots, mate.
Oh, we just love you. She's on the TV all the time, but you can see her in person Friday night at the Entertainment Center. Get your tickets now. Ursula Carlson, so great to have you on the show again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.